China accuses the U.S. of violating international law after an American Navy destroyer sailed near islands claimed by Beijing in the South China Sea.
Such actions by the U.S. vessel violate the Chinese laws and international laws, infringe China's sovereignty, and undermine peace, stability, and good order in relevant waters. We firmly oppose relevant moves and urge the U.S. to immediately stop such provocations. We will continue to take necessary measures to safeguard national sovereignty and security.
China's reaction follows a naval operation described by the U.S. as an attempt to counter Beijing's excessive maritime claims in the sea. Spokeswoman for the U.S. Navy said the USS McCampbell sailed within 12 nautical miles of the Paracel Islands to carry out a freedom of navigation operation. Beijing has in the past condemned Washington and its allies for similar operations. Author and columnist Andrew Tangen believes the deployment of the U.S. naval forces in the South China Sea is aimed at building up pressure on Beijing.
Well, as usual, they're reacting to classic Donald Trump, who is making trade and security issues an attempt to gain leverage. This is not a way of starting serious trade negotiations, but it appears to be the way that Donald Trump likes to. As bad as it could get would be a miscalculation, especially on the part of Washington, that they can interfere perhaps in Taiwan, or that they come within the territorial zones claimed by China, in which case there could be a military altercation which could rapidly escalate into some sort of larger scale military operation. This is exactly what the world does not need, especially as it's already been roiled by these tariffs being taken out by the U.S. against the U.S. And the rest of the world.